This is the Brant and Sherry Podcast.
An idea for everybody right now who is listening to the programs that includes you. If you have a Christmas tree, please consider doing something with it. And that is, it could take you 2 minutes to do this, or maybe a minute. Cut out a white cross out of paper, just plain white paper. It could be typing paper, whatever. And put it on your Christmas tree and take a picture of it and post it on my Facebook page. And here's why. Saeed Abedini is a longtime friend of the show, is in prison in Iran. We mentioned his Christmas letter that he sent. He put a paper cross up in his cell and they made him take it down and they threatened him. He's been beaten and tortured because of his faith. We just thought it'd be nice, kind of show of solidarity with him and his family, to show that we're putting up white crosses on our Christmas trees and we haven't forgotten them. We're going to continue to pray for them. Nagme, his wife, is a friend of ours, and she's on our Facebook page too. Mm-hmm. And we'll draw her attention to it and just say, look at all the people who have not forgotten you, not forgotten your kids, not forgotten your husband, Saeed.
Because that's important to her. We've talked to her in the past, and she's always like, she just wants to know people remember. People aren't forgetting what they're going through.
Big time. Mm-hmm. So that's it. A white cross, piece of paper, and take a picture of it, put it on our Facebook page. Now, our Facebook page is Brant Hansen Page on Facebook. So you just find Brant Hansen Page on Facebook and put it there. It will draw Nagme's attention to it. Jeremy Camp has done this. A couple other people you might have heard of. Jeremy's an artist that you hear here on the station. So that's something to consider. If you would, it's Brant Hansen Page on Facebook to remember Saeed and say, even if they took your cross down, look how we remember you and we're standing with you. We like technology here. My name is Brant. Sherry is the producer of this program. Did you see the vacuum tube things? Did you see these?
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
They are seriously talking about having people moving tubes. So you get in a giant clear tube, and they can get you from LA to San Francisco, for instance. Normally takes 6 hours.
Yes.
30 minutes. You just go down this tube. It's solar powered. Uh-huh. It doesn't cost you anything for gas. They say it would cost you about $30.
And I see you're very excited about
it. I am. It's just like,
how do you carry luggage? How do you do all the things that you need to do, things you need for travel?
The point is that
they're still working really out the kinks. Awesome. I get it.
Just embrace it. Don't ask about this stuff. Well, I, for one, embrace the future. I am not afraid of it. I love this idea. There are people moving tubes. You get in a tube, you sit in a chair, and you move at 750 miles an hour.
You sit in a chair?
You sit in a chair, you move at 750 miles an hour. They're working on this at a couple universities, and it looks like it could work. They think within 5-10 years we could have this. Think how you could get around the country that fast. Just a big tube, like a pipe.
Yeah.
That is so incredible.
I just think you don't see any inherent problems with that at all. People just sitting in chairs, moving about in tubes at 700 plus miles per hour. You don't see any issue that could arise.
The only issue I see is awesomeness. That's the issue. The issue of awesome.
That it's too awesome.
I will be first one. Sign me up. I want in on this. Oh, so I get this from time to time. I have this book called Unoffendable, which comes out in the spring or whatever, but when people hear about what I have to say about taking offense at things, there's some people who implicitly just get it. And those people are like foster parents, people who like are nurses or work with elderly people. These sort of people, they understand if I'm serving somebody, if I really love them, I have to be unoffendable.
Right.
That's the very nature of it. I can't get a foster child and then from day one, I can't believe that. You have to decide ahead of time.
Because you know you signed up for it.
You signed up for it. Yeah. And what are your expectations? How foolish do we have to be to think we're going to involve ourselves with humans and they're going to act in such a way that we'll never like look at them and go, hey, I can't believe you did that.
Right.
It's life. But those people, that is servanthood. In fact, that's the very essence to me of being somebody. The word ministry is a Christian-y word, but that's what it means, is to be a servant. That's the very essence of it, is decide you're not going to be offended by this person no matter what they do. And you're going to love them, not for their sake, but for God's sake. Merry Christmas. My name is Brant. Sherry is here. So here's the song that we wrote earlier on the show to help you chase people out the door at the end of the night of a Christmas gathering. Because sometimes you can even like start sweeping up stuff and even start pushing them with the broom towards the door. But they don't understand.
If they're like my family, they still don't get it. Yeah.
They think it's just adding to the festivity. You're like, nope. So anyway, I thought, I'll be the bad guy for Sherry's get-togethers. I'll write a song. It's a Christmas ballad. It is called Get Out. And we'll play it back for you. This is the song we did, I guess it was last week or whatever. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Recording of that song called Get Out. Here. It should be kicking in.
A little something like this. Kind of heartwarming. Mm-hmm. Christmassy. Feels like the holidays because
yeah,
there's bells
nice.
In it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The lights turned off on my Christmas tree. We've wrapped up our party. We already ate. Now it's just late. But yet you linger here.
That's good.
I see you looking in my fridge after eating all my chips. Seriously, if you really love me, you'll start doing as I say. Get out, or I'll call the cops this Christmas.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'll really do it. I'll really call the cops. Don't think for a second that I'm bluffing.
Yeah.
God bless, but get your stuff on out of here. Christmas doesn't mean you get to stay forever and eat for free. And since you didn't notice when I up and started cleaning, instead you started playing with my PS3.
Here's a spoken word thing here. It's powerful.
Okay,
I'm gonna start
okay,
doing
go
it.
Ahead, yeah.
Christmas. Just the word takes us back to that original beautiful story when there was no room at the inn. Mm-hmm. The guests were not welcome. What must have that felt like? Mm-hmm. To not be welcome. Huh. I'll be. Anyway, this Christmas, there was room at the inn, but now time's up. Because the party ended like 2 hours ago. No more peppermint tea. The next thing you get is pepper spray right in the face. So start walking toward that door right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Get out. Hit the road. Get lost before I'll call the cops and Merry Christmas.
Whoa.
Something like that.
Wow.
Just slip that in there.
Okay.
I'll be the bad guy.
All right.
The holidays are such a festive time. We had dinner last night at our house. My wife did a great job, made some hearty stew.
It was wonderful.
Miss Sherry was there. I was like, what's Miss Sherry doing here? But my wife said, she belongs to you. We had Sherry there and some other friends. It was great.
It was. We had a great time.
And then after you left, you don't realize this, but it was late and we thought, let's get settled down, turn the lights off, go to bed. It'd be great. Our dog took that as her cue, our little Chihuahua mutt mix named Arwen.
And she has some behavioral issues sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She took that as her cue to be incredibly sick.
Oh.
So repeatedly throughout the night. And so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But it's funny. And there's a spiritual lesson in here somewhere. I don't know where. But
I was going to say, can you tie that up for us? Go ahead and unpack it spiritually for us.
Spiritual bow on it. I will say this. It is weird. And the same thing happens when you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like the baby screams overnight, you have problems or sick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, it's kind of like, you're cute.
Oh, okay.
It really, you get so frustrated. The next morning, general rule, you're kind of like, ah, it's a new day.
Look a little Arwen.
Whatever. Yeah. So, but last night,
Welcome. You are not just listening to a radio show. You're in a laboratory right now. Mm-hmm. I have Bunsen burners and beakers and all sorts of things, boiling liquids of all sorts around me. What's happening here is we're going to make a joke. Now, jokes are written by somebody. Somebody comes up with them. Yes. Why not us? Why can't we crowdsource this together?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question.
Now, to be fair, we've tried in the past and it hasn't quite worked.
It's honestly, it's bombed every single time.
But we're hopeful.
But this is it. We will do better this time. Let's come up with a Christmas joke together. Now, here's the stipulation on this, just to get the creativity juices going.
Mm-hmm.
Let's combine six elves and the DMV. Just to pick the two random things. We just pick random stuff.
Okay, six elves and the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, so come up with a joke that involves both those two things.
This should be interesting.
Any ideas you got?
The only thing that, I mean, really came to mind is just starting off a joke saying, you know, six elves walk into the DMV. But that's as far as I got with
it. Well, that's solid.
Okay, that's a good setup is everything.
Yeah, that's a contribution.
Okay, so
and then
they,
basically you've alley-ooped the ball. Somebody else just needs to dunk it.
No, who's dunking, Grant?
You've done half the job. I was going to do that too. Everybody wants to alley-oop.
I was going to say, we all can't alley-oop. Somebody has to make points here.
How about they work at the DMV?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, but they have to stand on top of the desk.
Yeah,
at least
somebody's
at the
like
DMV here. They're tall desk.
Okay.
And then somebody says, "Hey, why do we have Christmas elves working at the DMV?" And then whatever is next, that's the funny part.
So in all of this, we're just missing the funny part.
Trying to work on this.
Good.
I've been trying to think. I may need some help. This might have to be kind of crowdsourced.
This is good.
A joke, maybe.
Yeah, that's what we're
trying
to do.
That's why we have the
factory. Because I thought, you know. Yeah. Right. So I'm thinking six Christmas elves driving a car, and they crash into the DMV. They're speeding. They're going really fast. They come in.
Right.
And the manager runs out and says, obviously they were trying for pole position. I don't know.
Right, because
North Pole position.
No, oh,
North Pole.
Got it.
Too much of a threat.
Six elves crash a sleigh into the DMV.
Okay.
And
yes.
And I think we make some kind of joke about how it takes 8 hours before they even will talk to him. But I don't know what the joke is. I don't know what the joke is, but something in that.
We've had good pieces, but we have yet to be able to assemble them into a good joke.
And we thought if we crowdsource this, we can make a really good joke, because jokes come from somewhere. Somebody comes up with them. So we thought we could make one.
We don't know how they do it, but we know they do it.
So the combo.
They make up jokes, but nobody knows really who they are.
Right, exactly.
You know, exactly. So we're saying, why can't we be they?
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
I don't want to be they, really, but I'll try.
Okay.
All right. So we need a joke that combines. Here's our level of difficulty here. Six Christmas elves with the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
So maybe they're really fast, like elf, you know?
Yeah.
Like Will Ferrell. So maybe they'll make the DMV go faster somehow.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe. No, Brant.
I'm not a good joke teller. I don't know.
Neither am I.
Brant, he's getting stressed out.
I don't know. This may be impossible.
We might have to leave this up today.
It is a beautiful thing. We have, once again, an opportunity for you to interact with the Advice Goats, a team of trained goats who are not trained just to communicate, but to think in terms of counseling. They're excellent at what they do.
How did we come up with this segment that
we
would allow goats?
We have these awesome goats that will offer advice. People call. Here's the thing. Some people, I'm not going to say who, but some people question these goats. Like, why are you doing this? Why do you have goats give advice?
I'm those people.
But the thing is to lock those voices out. Don't listen to those voices. And sure enough, people call and they request advice from the advice goats.
We have
a great question about Christmas gift buying.
I have a sibling who her religion does not believe in Christmas. So my dilemma is, should I buy her a present or skip it? Thanks.
Interesting. So what do you do in that situation? We turn to the advice goats and we'll hear what they have to say. They feel that you should
They're saying you should respect her beliefs. She has different points of view. Mm-hmm. Even if you do disagree and you have good reason for it, respect is key.
Oh.
And the little one there said that buying gifts just kind of will exacerbate any problems you already have right now. If you want to give them a gift, do it, but maybe at another time. And that's the best thing is to be charitable at this time.
Well, so, those goats really know a lot, don't
you know, that's
they?
The thing. As much as, as much as you're prone to not like the segment, they really have some good things to say.
I just...
Because they're not disqualifying either person's point of view.
No, they're not. They're speaking to the issue at hand.
Right. They really are. So
can we get them out of here now,
give them some credit. No. No. So thankful for the people who are doing this. If you can, you get a chance to do it. This is for Saeed. You can do something remarkable. Doesn't cost you anything. Cut a paper cross and stick it on your Christmas tree. Take a picture of it. That's it. Because it'll signify to his family and him that he is not forgotten. This was our idea. Looking at Jeremy Camp has already done it. For example, Saeed's an American, and he's held because of his beliefs in Iran. They made him take, the guards at his prison made him take his paper cross down he put up for Christmas. And we just thought, well, this is a symbolic way for us to say, we stand with you, and we have not forgotten you, and we're not going to. So, join us. His name is Saeed. If you want to write that on the cross or whatever when you put it on your Christmas tree, please take a picture of it. Put it on my Facebook page so Nagme Abedini can see it, her family, and they can tell Saeed about it. It's Brant Hansen page. You'll see a thread about this. Brant Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, page on Facebook. And we will let them know that this Christmas they are not forgotten. In fact, we love them. This Brant Hansen page on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow Brant on Twitter @Brant Hansen and on the web @BrantHansen.com.